precisely on the March the 8th, Malaysian Airline operating flight MH370 from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing disappeared. And that development threw the entire world into confusion. Since that time and now, about 24 nations or more have been involved in trying to search for the missing plane. Nations ahead of governments are all putting ideas together. Scientists are analyzing satellite images and then trying to do laboratory analysis to the minutest debris they could pick from the ocean. And still no clue. We're talking of 239 people. When the rapture takes place, you're not talking of 239, you're talking of tens of millions. Who will disappear? Some from the farm, some from the market. I hope many from the church. I hope if it happens now, your seat will be vacant. I hope if the rapture takes place, I'm talking now, you will still not be found on your seat. Trusting God and walking towards it, not to be around to see the rupture, not to hear the CNN news when it happens, not to watch Sky News or Al Jazeera, CCTV, RSTV. I can imagine CNN running 24-hour commentary. Still find out there is a mysterious disappearance of some people all over the world. This head of government is complaining. His people are missing. This one is talking. His people are missing. In that factory, half of them have disappeared. In that other place, we don't know what is happening to them right now. I hope when it happens to some people have enough sense to turn to the Bible and get an answer to that. There's going to be a rupture after the rapture. Hey,